Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is exactly 6 minutes after the hour for our friends on the East Coast. Good afternoon. Happy Saturday afternoon for the rest of us. Good Saturday morning. It is hour number two here on Biz Talk Radio, Garden America, live on Facebook. We have a viewer in Arlington, Texas, Kathy, who is watching us on Facebook.
She was a little bummed because all the talk about landscaping with food, and she's like, not so much.
She used to live in Chico.
Yeah.
So, Kathy, thanks for watching.
Would Chico be considered part of the breadbasket or the, you know, because, you know, Central California is just known for all their farming and crops and food and all of that. Is Chico still part of that? They still have a lot of farms up in Chico, right?
There's a lot of orchards, like almond orchards.
Oh, okay.
Or
so it's part
if you're
of
up
that.
In that area, Ammon.
Where we stayed at that bed and breakfast, and right in the back was a huge acres and acres of almonds, right?
Yeah.
Remember that?
And also walnuts, a lot of walnuts up there, and pistachios.
And it's extremely hot, extremely cold.
Yeah.
Both of those.
I love it.
Yeah, both of those. All right, so hour two, what's on your mind? If you're watching us on Facebook Live, go ahead and type your question, your comment. You can email john@gardenamerica.com or 855-424-9825.
You know, I think we need to have a little discussion because we had a comment from, I got an email from Kathy, and we had talked a little bit about, in passing, about blossom set. And so I thought, Tiger, what we should do is talk a little bit about how tomatoes actually set fruit.
Yeah.
And because this can become really involved, but as a general rule, let's say that if the temperatures are too cold, tomatoes won't set fruit, and if they are over, say, 85 degrees, the blossoms won't set fruit. So once it's too hot in the middle of the summer, you're not getting any fruit set, and if it's too cold, you're not getting fruit set. Now, when tomatoes are getting fruit, or the temperatures are correct for them to set fruit, one of the reasons you might not get fruit set could be because the plants aren't being pollinated. And tomatoes don't only rely on bees for pollination. You can also get a pollination fruit set from wind and by vibrations. So if you just go through and I know it sounds silly, but if you just take your plant and shake it, like grab it right below the flowers and shake it, you can set the fruit just by doing that.
Right.
There used to be, and I tried it myself, and it worked, but then it just became ridiculous.
That little vibrating stick?
You get a tuning fork, and if you go out and hit a tuning fork and then touch it right behind where the flowers are attached, that would vibrate the flowers, and it would allow them to set fruit. And then someone invented the veggie bee.
Veggie bee.
Which was basically the same type of thing. It was a vibrator with batteries in it. So you could go through and do that.
I should remind everybody we're talking gardening. Right,
we're talking, in case you're just tuning in. Yes. Yes. Because the vibration, the shaking all helps set the fruit. It helps pollinate.
Now, to discuss this a little bit further, heirloom flowers, heirloom tomatoes, there's a lot of varieties that have trouble setting fruit. And the reason they have trouble setting fruit, and Tiger, I don't know if you've noticed this, but the flower is double.
Right.
So it's more difficult to get the pollen to set. And those in particular are really helped by shaking the plant or using what you said, the artificial blossom set, to spray right into the flower.
I didn't know that that made it more difficult.
Yeah.
I thought it would have made it more likely.
No, because there's so many petals in there. And as a matter of fact, when the... Now I'm getting all excited because I know what I'm talking about. But when the if you look at heirloom tomatoes, you know how some of them are disfigured?
Yeah.
It's because of that double flower, and you're actually getting two tomatoes that form together, and that's why it looks like this giant tomato is kind of separate.
Okay,
because both parts of the flower have been pollinated.
It's kind of like a twin.
Yeah.
Or a triplet.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's take a phone call. We got a phone call at Terry from Port Richey, Florida. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you, Terry. What's on your mind? How can we help you?
Hi. I have just a couple of questions. I just
sure.
bought a home in October, and I'm now noticing that I have a lot more weeds than I actually have grass. And I'm wondering what kind of weed and feed I can put down to kind of like jump start and get my lawn growing back again. I do have an irrigation well, so it's sprinkler, everything works fine. It's just I need to get rid of the weeds to hopefully bring my lawn back.
Well, Terry, let me start off with saying, do you want a kind of lush green, you know, single style lawn? Or are you okay with having what I call a park lawn, which is kind of a combination of grasses, not real uniform, but you know what you see at like a public park, because you know public parks, they really can't always have that perfectly manicured
lawn. They take
lawn.
A lot of beating.
Yeah, exactly. So what's your goal for your lawn? Is it to be that single style, maybe fescue lawn or whatever you kind of have in that area, or do you not mind having a few other varieties of grass in there?
It doesn't matter. It's just right now my grass is brown, so I would like for it to be green.
Okay.
And get rid of the weeds.
And no weeds.
Because for those of you out there, I mean, if you have a weed problem lawn and you want that, you know, estate look, you have to start from scratch. You have to kill the weeds. Oh. You have to scrape the soil. You have to lay down new seed or sod and start over from scratch. Now, if you don't mind a little bit of a park-style lawn, there are weed and feeds, different sprays that would, you know, cure dandelions, oxalis, spurge, and maybe leave Bermuda grass and things like that in there. So that way you won't have the weeds, but you still get lawn, so to speak.
It
just depends. Okay.
But in order to do that, you do need to know what kind of lawn you have there right now.
Yeah.
Because in Port Richey, a lot of the lawns are St. Augustine lawns and some Bermuda-type lawns, and those require special weed killers because some of the weed killers will kill St.
Augustine
or Bermuda.
Or Bermuda.
So make sure you get a weed and feed that says for St. Augustine lawns or Bermuda or whatever it is that you have.
Yeah, because that's what I have is weeds and St. Augustine.
Okay.
And you want to keep the St. Augustine or no, you want to get rid of it?
No, she wants the St. Augustine.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I want to keep the grass, but I want to get rid of the weeds.
Right, and the nice thing about the St. Augustine is that it's pretty vigorous and creeps, so it will fill in once you kill the weeds. And if you go to your local garden center, you'll see that there are St. Augustine weed and feeds, and that's what you want to put
okay.
on your lawn. And usually the best way to do that, you'll have to read the brand that you buy, but usually you water the lawn first so that it's wet. Then you take the weed and feed and you put it over the wet turf, because the way the weed killer works is by landing on a wet leaf and then killing through the leaf. If it gets washed off, like if you were to water after you put it down, the fertilizer would work, but not the weed killer.
Yeah, and then
gotcha.
At your, you know, back by you, you should have a brand called Fertilome. And they have a a product called Weed Free Zone or Weed Out, which you can use on St. Augustine, but it'll get rid of the dandelions, clover, spurge, things like that.
Okay, and what was the name of that again? I'm sorry.
It's Fertilome, and then the item is called Weed Free Zone.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it because I'm actually sitting in the Lowe's parking lot.
Well, beautiful.
So yeah. I won't forget.
yeah, definitely. And then, if you have a chance, you just overseed. Once you get the weeds gone, overseed with some more St. Augustine seed or buy some flats of St. Augustine and let it grow. I mean, that spreads really quickly. But once you get the St. Augustine to take root, it'll naturally keep the weeds out too.
Okay, great. Thank you again. Right. I appreciate it.
And Terry, thank you for listening, and give us an update. Let us know how things are going in a month or so, will you?
I sure will. Thank you so much.
You betcha. Terry from Port Richey, Florida. So thank you for that phone call at 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com or right there on Facebook. And I think we've got a did you see Rick's question, either one of you guys?
I got it.
No,
right
I'll tell
here.
You, my screen just went completely black.
Oh, no, John.
I mean, look at that.
I know. I know.
How can that be?
How could it be?
Oh, it be.
Rick was asking, though, does the continued addition of quality compost to the garden soil year after year balance out the need for additional soil supplements to increase mineral content, et cetera? So when we get back from break, I'll touch on this idea that he's asking, if I keep putting down compost, do I need to fertilize later on?
Okay. All right, Rick, thank you. We'll get to that when we come back from the break. And the rest of you also got questions, comments right there on Facebook Live or John at GardenAmerica.com. Pick up the phone like Terry did from Florida, Port Richey, at 855-424-9825. It is break time, Garden America, on your Saturday.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for Soil and Turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Thank you so much for making us part of your weekend here, Facebook Live, or perhaps you're streaming, listening to us on your favorite radio station in your market across the country. Thank you for being there, 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com and Facebook Live as we are answering a question from Rick on Facebook Live.
So before the break, Rick had asked the question, if I continue to use compost as kind of like a mulch or a top dressing, do I need to fertilize down the road? And this is kind of a hard question to the degree of compost doesn't always contain the NPKs that you may require in a particular yard. So the nitrogen, phosphorus, potash, which is what the basis behind fertilizer is. Now, what compost does contain is a lot of organic material, which add to the soil and make plants be able to absorb those minerals and those elements to use. So compost will create mycorrhizae, add life, all of the stuff that the plant really needs to take up those fertilizers. So I would say in the almost just yard standpoint, you know, flower beds, trees and shrubs, adding compost is fine. You can do that in those areas. Now, vegetables and some of those producing crops, because you're working with a season and you want to make sure they have those elements available and those minerals available at the time they need it, it is good to continue fertilizing if you're looking for production. But overall yard care, just flower beds and shrubs and things like that, compost should be sufficient unless you see a deficiency down the road. You know, green veins, yellow foliage in plants and trees, that's an iron deficiency. An overall yellowing occurring throughout your trees or hedges, that's a nitrogen deficiency. And it's funny because you will see that. You'll see a hedge 60 feet long, and in the middle of that hedge, you'll see one plant that's yellowing out. You have no reason, you have no clue why.
Right, and I've seen
it's that. Just not taking up nitrogen like the other ones are. So you would supplement that one. You know, but if you did compost regularly, you probably wouldn't have that problem.
So the answer to Rick's question is
yes, in general gardenscaping, but in vegetables and fruit producing plants, you do continue want to fertilize.
Then it also depends what part of the country you live in. If you're in an area that has relatively good soils, you can just keep adding the compost and or something for the nutrient or the
microbes was the word I was looking for.
It's just something to feed the microbes.
Okay.
Just as Tiger was talking about. But if you happen to live in where there's desert soils that are relatively low in nutrients, you may have to put in a few supplemental things until you can build that soil biology up to the point where it needs to be. You know, if you live up in the Willamette Valley, you know, like here in California, we have there's no such thing as topsoil. You've got
clay,
a quarter of an inch of topsoil.
It was gone a long time ago. Yeah.
But the Willamette Valley, this topsoil is 30 feet deep.
Wow.
So, I mean, anything's going to grow up there. All you need to do is just keep adding compost.
You know, you can get way ahead of the game just by understanding and knowing your soil to begin with before you do anything. Know what kind of soil you have. I think too many times people just, they buy, they plant, they're not sure. Well, I have, you know, sandy soil or it's kind of hard, it's clay, whatever. But like you said, it's going to depend on how you treat certain aspects of your lawn and garden by knowing what kind of soil you've got.
And if you're a... if you're a gardener, if you're a gardener in the true sense of gardener where you want to invest in your yard, if you buy a home in a tract, you know that that soil was brought in as fill dirt.
Yep.
They compacted it up to wazoo to make sure that the house shift and the roads don't move and you don't get all those problems. That the only way for you to be successful is bringing in
your own
inches and inches and inches of topsoil. Because the soil that they gave you in that yard, if you ever notice a house is always sitting about 6 to 8 inches above the yard in a new track home. Mm-hmm. And it's because they want to make sure that the house is always above the soil level, number one. But number two, it's because they've compacted it so much to make sure, and they don't want the risk of that house shifting. And so, you know, that's the worst is digging in a brand new track home to try to put in irrigation lines or plant a tree. It is so hard.
You know, and plants will not thrive in a compacted wazoo.
Right.
No.
I mean, hey, I'm watching my language. Wazoo.
Compacted wazoo.
Yeah.
Which is not the same as a kazoo. It's a wazoo. Okay, 26 minutes after the hour. What's on your mind? 855-424-9825. Any email questions at john@gardenamerica.com, John?
No, not unless they came in when...
Oh, your computer went off.
Yeah, but my computer's back up.
Tiger got you back online.
Yep.
Facebook Live, by the way, too. Questions, comments.
I still don't know what Tiger did, but I really appreciate it.
Basically, he unplugged, shut everything off, and started over again.
Yeah, right.
He took the battery out, too.
To restart.
I'm not sure what that did.
We ever have a remote control at home, and it begins not to work, the stations don't quite change when you want them to? It means your battery's going dead. So if you don't have a battery, you go in there, take the battery out, move it around, put it back in, and it works.
I'm so stingy with batteries. I wait until it's dead before I change.
So you probably do that a lot, move it around a little bit?
Yeah.
I remember, I don't know why this made me think of it, but when I was probably trying to think, I was over at my cousin's house, and I might have been maybe 10 years old. My cousin was 9.
Old enough to know better.
And we were in the kitchen, and his mother was boiling something on the stove. And one of the neighbor girls happened to be over, and she was at the most 4. And of course, this is a long time ago. This is probably 55 years ago. But what was on the stove boiled over, and my aunt ran over to it, and she goes, oh, I had the heat on too high. It boiled over. And this little 4-year-old girl goes, it's the molecules.
Really?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's the molecules.
It's the molecules. Oh, I remember at 10 years old being really impressed with that.
That's funny. So what I was going to mention, you asked what's going on. When I was out and about this week with customers and clients, one of the biggest thing that was happening in people's yards right now were the kind of the development of things coming into flower, things that are now, you know, the roses, full bloom. A lot of the hedges, hibiscus, you know, all that stuff is flowering right now. And they wanted to kind of know how to keep the flowers. And I know with camellias, you don't fertilize during the flower because it kind of pushes them off. So a lot of people don't try to fertilize camellias while they're in their flowering cycle. But now,
well, the main reason not to fertilize camellias when they're flowering is because you don't fertilize them when they're dormant.
Yeah.
And when they're flowering, they're actually
dormant.
They're
actually dormant.
Right.
Yeah, because they flower most of the time in the fall.
Right.
Now, roses, though, do you continue your fertilizer cycle all the way through?
Absolutely.
You, and that'll keep
roses are
flowers
really
going.
Heavy, really heavy feed.
And I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that on our podcast, which you will not hear or see, because we're going to record that and then going to upload that to the iHeartMedia Radio podcasting.
Sounds like fun.
A lot of fun, John. Right now, we're going to take a break. It is almost 30 minutes after the hour with Garden America.
Shop Lowe's for deals to help you save on those outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. For your lawn, get 50% off all Pennington One Step Complete. Pennington One Step is a grass seed mix that contains mulch, seed, and fertilizer to help you grow a dark green, drought-resistant lawn. Get yours today for 50% off. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through May 2nd while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See store for details. U.S. only.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And, of course, questions, comments on Facebook Live as we continue on this Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon if you're on the East Coast. So thank you so much for tuning in and spending part of your weekend with us, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com, and, of course, Facebook Live with all your questions and comments.
So before the break, we were talking about the flowering plants right now going into flower and how to keep them flowering. And we were talking about some plants that want fertilizer during flowering cycles and then others that don't. And, you know, for the most time, for most plants now, spring – those plants are going to respond well to fertilizer.
They're waking up.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, encouraging with fertilizers is good to do. Roses, hibiscus, like I had mentioned, all of your perennials and annuals and things like that are going to want, you know, heavy flowering. Now, you've talked about a way of thinking, though, with flowers. You know, you'll see products like Ultra Bloom and Super Bloom that are heavy in phosphorus. And how, you know, you don't think that flowers respond to phosphorus like the way that they market the products, right? Now, you recommend an overall fertilizing is all that you really need for strong flowers, John.
Yeah, in general, I'm not a big fan of phosphorus. I don't think that our soils have plenty of phosphorus, and I think the plants are going to get all they need. It is true if you're using a water-soluble phosphorus that you can boost the blooming or the fruiting of plants a little bit, and if you have success doing that, that's fine. There's certain areas of the country though where you get a lot of runoff into lakes and streams and rivers, and too much phosphorus is just not a good thing for the environment. So in general, I think it's, you know, there's plenty of phosphorus in the soil and the plants don't need extra. And we've also pointed out that phosphorus is actually poisonous to some types of plants, especially those from Australia or South Africa.
Right.
So you never use
native, kind of more Mediterranean
style
plants.
Those soils there don't have phosphorus, so the plants have developed without it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I wanted to ask you, a couple things. First, so I don't forget, when you were mentioning camellias, they're starting to go out of bloom now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're using an organic food, it's okay to go ahead and feed now. But one thing you definitely want to do is rake up all the old flowers, because if you have camellia petal blight on your camellias, it's spread. There's a cycle that gets spread from year to year by the old flowers falling on the ground. So make sure you rake up those flowers. Then the other thing I wanted to ask you was, going around, have you, maybe because you're in San Diego, you didn't have this problem, but did you have any areas that had freeze damage when we got really cold, and how are the plants recovering?
So I only saw one situation with that, and it was a wisteria that came out early and then froze.
Wow.
And that was very noticeable because for those of the people that know wisteria, they send out real long young shoots and they're very tender.
Right.
They get affected by frost if they come out too early real quickly and then they die back. It looks like somebody, like a gopher got to it where the plant just dries out. But that was the only case of frost damage that I saw. Roses and all the other stuff that kind of came out, they looked fine. I didn't see much of that. But I'm also was more coastal than you,
right,
where you guys in the inland valleys were more affected by that frost kind of a thing, you know, than where I was.
Yeah, we had some tropicals that were really hit hard. The hibiscus,
mm-hmm,
you know, they're all leafing out now, but I have tip dye back. One of the reasons I brought it up was because people have been asking me, what do you do if your plants froze back and should I cut them back? And I always recommend wait until they start leafing out so you can see how far you do need,
right,
to cut them
back. See how much damage there really is?
Because a lot of my hibiscus where the plants, I had one where the whole top of the plant, the leaves have frozen off.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was nothing but bare stems, but I don't have to cut that back at all because it's leafing now all the way up to the top.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. And I did have things like stephanotis that froze to the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
That was those. Just a little bit too cold.
I wish we had more success with that plant. We have a question from Lenore, though, and she says, my tomato plant is getting yellow leaves, and they're in clay pots. She wants to know whether it's too little or too much water. Well, Lenore, I mean, if it's too little, you're going to see that drooping aspect, yeah, and then the perking back up. So, you know, it's too little water, you water it after it droops and then it perks back up. Now, if it's too much, you'll see drooping and then there's no perk back up. It just stays kind of drooping. Usually if you water a plant that's drooping within 6 to 8 hours, the plant is perked back up and is
unless it's a sun patience, and then it'll be 15 to 20 minutes,
you know, but,
in a
clay
pot, it's virtually impossible,
right,
to overwater as long as you're not letting it sit
in a saucer,
right.
Or like some people will take their clay pots and put them on the soil, like in their garden, and they don't realize they clog that bottom,
yeah,
hole and it doesn't drain out. And then water just builds up in the pot. So, you know, more likely than not, it's, overall yellowing in a clay pot. I mean, it could be a nitrogen too. I mean,
think,
if you use,
yeah, she needs some poor fertilizer.
If you use poor, you know, if you use the old soil, then it was probably not a lot of nitrogen in it. And I mean, I don't know, a tomato plant, even if you were to use new general potting soil, so not an ocean forest, not a recipe 420, nothing like that. If you were to just use potting soil for a tomato plant, I'd say maybe 6 weeks, and it's used up all the nutrients in that soil and is needing some kind of supplement.
Now, I would say get some liquid kelp, mix it 2 tablespoons per gallon of water in a watering can, and pour it all over the leaves of the tomato and let it go into the ground. And do that once a week until it greens up. Within a couple of weeks, your plants will just take off.
Liquid kelp.
Liquid kelp, yeah.
Yeah.
Or some type of water-soluble plant food.
Mm-hmm. And, okay. That was Lenore's question. We talked about the flowering plants. I think we hit on everything. Oh, you talked about the camellias and raking things up. Now, another way to clean up, it's funny because you go to different people's homes and some people leave all the debris at the base of their plants and some people say, no, clean it all up. Roses are another one that not so much the flowers, but the foliage. If you have things rust, black spot, you need to get rid of that foliage, right? Because same principle that if you let those rust droppings go to the soil, you're going to continue to have the problem.
Pretty much.
You know, so you always want a clean base at the rose base at the same time.
Right.
Citrus trees, though, people love to leave the litter at the base of a citrus and leave it as mulch. But you can have the same things like mildew on citrus, but usually that's caused by aphids and mealybug being there as well. So what do you recommend? Citrus trees leave at the base?
Do you mean mildew or do you mean sooty mold?
Sooty mold.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sooty mold is usually brought on by the mealybug or aphids and things like that. On citrus trees, do you leave foliage at the base also, or should you rake and remove that?
I don't know if it's that important with citrus. Definitely with avocado, you leave all the leaves on the ground. citrus have a deeper root system, but avocado has a very shallow root system. So you want as much mulch as you can. That's why when you go to, if you have a, if you build a house or if you're planting in an old avocado orchard, which I may be doing sometime in the near future.
Roots everywhere, right?
No, the soil is really good because they've left all the leaves there.
Yeah. Mm. And if it's an old avocado orchard, all that root mass, if they've removed, that's actually really good composted material in the ground too. You know, the broken down roots and things like that in there. I mean, if
what
they're new.
That, what was that we learned about last week from Melinda? That way of planting where you put logs in the hole?
I can't pronounce.
Oh, yeah.
I can't pronounce it, but she was talking about putting tree branches.
It begins with an H.
Yeah.
It was tree branches and logs and stuff like that. And just let it break down, and then you plant within that.
On top of it.
You can go back and watch last week's video.
Yeah.
It's all
right
there on our Facebook page, Tiger.
But that was an interesting theory. And, you know, I mean, it is true. A lot of those things have really good value in the soil. Most of the time, though, it's kind of difficult to work with because they don't move like you would want. Like, if you put a shovel through that, you can't dig through a log or, you know, putting a giant stick in there or something. But it's good to plant on top of it.
Hugelkultur.
That's it. Hugelkultur.
Hugelkultur.
Is it start with an H?
Yeah.
Okay.
H. It looks like huge. H-U-G-E. Huge.
Hugelkultur.
And then Kultur is just K-U-L-T-U-R, and it's composting whole trees.
It is break time. We have one more segment coming up before we put the cap on this week's show, this week's episode of Garden America. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, again, going to step aside, 855-424-9825. Questions, comments, Facebook Live, or John, right there at GardenAmerica.com.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for soil and turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months. While Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
It is Saturday, isn't it? Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you are in this country, East Coast. We say good afternoon to you and good morning to the rest of us, Tiger. It is 51 minutes after the hour.
Hey, we were talking a little bit about some spring stuff before the break. And right. One of the things that I also did this weekend was I installed a demo of the Husqvarna auto mower. That's the robotic lawnmower. I brought in a month or two ago to kind of show, and it's a robotic mower. The best way to describe it is a Roomba for your lawn that, you know.
Same thing that vacuuming your house, right?
Yeah, exactly. But doesn't vacuum, but it definitely cuts your lawn for you and does a great job. And what we were kind of talking about getting ready for spring right now is the ideas of weeds. And we were just talking with someone about weeds in their grass. A great way to stop weeds in general without doing any work is to making sure they never flower. And the one of the selling points behind the auto mower is because you're continually mowing your lawn almost daily. Mm-hmm. It never allows the lawn to get more, you know, then whatever height you want your lawn.
Never allows the weeds to come to fruition.
Then never allows the weeds to come to fruition. So it'll stop the cycle of weeds because if they don't flower, they can't reproduce. Eventually, all the weed seeds that are in your lawn expire, rot. They grow into a plant, but they never allow it to reproduce. You know, it doesn't work on things like Bermuda grass or crabgrass or St. Augustine, which spreads by roots or tubers or, you know, nut grass or something like that. But dandelion, spurge, oxalis, it will definitely help your lawn over its lifetime. Keep those out. And I was thinking about it because I have a softball game for Tasia this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And the field that we were taught we play at is called Rob Fields. And it's a beautifully manicured.
Yeah, it's in Ocean Beach. Beautiful place.
Yeah, great. But during this time of year, you see them mow the lawn a lot more often, even though when it doesn't need it, to stop those weeds coming back. And it's a really good way to just not have to apply a product, not have to use a chemical or anything like that. It just stops the cycle of weeds. So, about that.
And your mower, this product, it charges itself by itself.
Right.
It knows when it needs a charge. It goes back into its little charging bin, right?
Yep.
Does it cover the entire lawn? Do you ever have to go back and spruce up little areas?
So the only time I ever touch the lawn at my house where the auto mower is installed is when I'm edging it.
That's what I
Because
thought.
It doesn't edge the lawn, obviously. Like, it's just as a lawnmower. But I never have to hit any spots.
And you leave the clippings on the lawn?
Well, it cuts only a little bit of grass every time.
So it goes right
so it automatically. You don't even see it.
It goes right into the lawn.
Yeah, which is good because lawn clippings are good for lawn. It helps. You don't have to fertilize
as much.
But not
those big long trails we used to get as a kid mowing the lawn and have to rake it all up.
When you didn't want to empty the basket.
Oh,
remember you just
gosh.
Mow the lawn and think you can do the whole lawn with one basket?
Yeah.
And it would just trail all the grass.
We used to use an old Toro lawnmower.
Oh, yeah.
Toro.
Did you ever have a push mower without the motor?
Absolutely. And then my dad said, you know what? Since you're going to be doing the lawn, we're going to get a power mower and a Briggs & Stratton edger.
Nice.
Big old engine. And
With a hard blade. You didn't use a weed whacker with a flexible.
No.
It was a hard blade where if you hit the concrete, it chipped out chunks of
Absolutely. And I had to wear glasses, safety glasses.
Wow.
Absolutely.
You had safety glasses?
Yeah.
I didn't even have safety glasses.
Because not only that, but you hit rocks, and the rocks flip up and hit you. And I'm probably 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, and I'm doing all this. I'm going to the gas station to get a mixture of gas and
oil mix.
Oil mix, yeah. Yep. You know, the whole thing.
Two-stroke oil mix.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love those edgers. Just an open blade spinning out there for the environment.
Yep. Wow.
I wonder if they even make those still.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think everybody's converted over to a weed whacker.
Dale's got a question, I think, on Facebook Live, Tiger.
All right. Dale's asking.
Is Delilah's.
My Delilah's. My dahlias are coming up. Would feeding them a bloom fertilizer like General Hydroponics Flora Nona help give more blooms? So, you know, dahlias are one of those things that are the spring bulb that, you know, respond to fertilizer. But kind of like how John had mentioned, Dale, where he's at, you probably don't need to boost it with phosphorus or anything. What is it that you do with bulbs? Bone meal or blood meal?
The regular recommendations to use bone meal, but
John doesn't agree with that.
No, I think bone meal is a complete waste of time.
Right.
And the reason is that it takes 3 to 5 years for bone meal to even begin to break down. There are some types of bone meal you can get that will break down quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's more for the bulb aspect of it. That's not for the flower or anything like that. That's more for the taking care of the bulb.
Well, it's a source of phosphorus, so the same thing.
But that's, you know.
But if you're in an area where you've got acid soils, it's okay to use bone meal. But bone meal is also very alkaline. So in Southern California,
change your pH.
Where we have alkaline soils, you definitely don't want to use bone meal at all. But if you're in some of the areas where it gets probably better than adding lime.
Yeah.
So I guess it would be okay, but I don't think you're going to get a lot. The one thing about using any of those super bloom or water type soluble fertilizers, Miracle-Grow, those things are all going to make plants grow much faster than they normally would.
Abnormally fast.
And you've got to watch out for insects.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be attracting aphids using any of those kinds of fertilizers. So if it was me, I would just use a good organic fertilizer.
All-purpose.
Around the dahlias, and they'd be fine.
So when a plant grows that fast, the cell walls are thinner than they should be?
Yeah, and then the sucking insects, like dahlias, it's a lot easier for their proboscis, or sucker, to pierce the cell wall and suck out the juices.
And there's more of it.
Because it's a thin cell wall because of the rapid growth.
Right, and they'll go to those plants rather than other plants with thicker cell walls.
It's like a neon sign blinking on and off.
Exactly.
Over here.
Yeah, and it's not just aphids, whitefly. Whitefly love those kinds of conditions. So that's just the way I would grow grow dahlias. Just
yeah, and if they've been in the ground for a while, they're good ones that are hardy grown, meaning, you know, this isn't a brand. You know, it's funny. Somebody asked me, somebody said, I never have success with hydrangeas. I go, hydrangeas?
Water leave mine alone.
They're easy to grow. Easy. I don't understand. What's your problem? And I'm like, oh, you know why? And, you know, not to throw names out there, but they were buying them from a big box. And they're full bloom. They're probably grown in a greenhouse where they're very tender, not ready to be outside, and this guy was planting them outside right away.
We got to get out of here. Hey, thank you so much for joining us on Facebook Live or streaming or your local radio station. For the entire crew, I want to thank Brandon, Jeremiah, Zach. I want to thank Tiger Palafox, John Bagnesco. I'm Brian Main. We'll do it again next week right here. Don't forget our podcast, iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio. Till then, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.